On Small Talk, Big Returns today, continuing with our series on networking for career and business success. Now, when you first meet someone whom you want to impress, experts recommend you should have a 30-second business pitch. Well, today we'll be looking at what should go into this pitch. But first, how to stand out from the crowd at any event. I spoke to Richard Coles. He's a professional speaker and trainer from Coles Training.
First of all, I think you have to network like a pro, and that means have a goal. We talk about everything in life should have a goal. Before you head off, make sure you take the time to figure out what are you hoping to accomplish. And if you know what you're looking for, you increase the chances of recognizing it when it's actually presented to you. Then you have to know what you have to offer. This is very important. It's not all about you. Don't go to a networking event just looking for something for yourself. It has to be a give and take. So I feel very strongly you have to know what you can offer. What are your clear strengths? What are the circles and networks that you have? The people you're going to meet at the networking, we have to realize, are also looking for something. They're also looking for connections. You'll find some people at networking events are only there for themselves. They have nothing else to offer. You have to go with the attitude that you're going to help other people as well, if you can, that you're memorable and that you're worth keeping in touch with. The people that you will network with are looking to you for ideas as well. And therefore, the conversation should be more or less two-way. Myself, at a networking event, I spend a lot of time listening. I ask open questions. Open questions are key to this. Open questions will actually get you information. They're simple, but they start with who, what, where, when, how, which, and why. If you ask a question, you'll get information.
What do you actually do in the room in order to stand out?
Well, there's a number of things, first of all, to stand out. You have to remember there's 100 people. This is going to take some effort, but it's not impossible. One of the suggestions I say to work a room appropriately is arrive early. You're first in the room. You can adopt a mindset of greeting people opposed to arriving when there's already 200 people talking to one another. So I think this is important. Here's another clue I think is very important. When you talk to a group of people, concentrate on the person who's speaking. Active listening is important, not passive. One thing that'll turn me off very, very quickly, and I'll move to another group, is the person I'm talking to is not totally listening to me. And they may be looking somewhere else, or they're looking at the watch, or worse still, somebody who answers their mobile. It's time to network, not time to talk on the phone. That can happen when you get out of the network. Networking sessions have a time limit, and as such, I think you have to make use of that valuable time. And one way to do that is in your conversation, with the answers you give or the questions you ask, use the KISS principle. Keep it short and simple. Don't go into long explanations. In fact, my policy is that networking is 20-80. I listen 80% of the time and talk 20, because I'm not learning anything while I'm talking.
Many experts recommend a 30-second pitch that you should prepare and make to a person whom you really want to do business with. What's your philosophy on that?
I actually believe in it. It's actually called an elevator pitch. And if you go into an elevator in Singapore or any other big city, generally it's 30 seconds. Actually, in Singapore, it's such a fast elevator, it might be 15. But generally, you get into the elevator, you turn to somebody, and maybe they turn to you, and you shake hands, and that is your opportunity. This is your moment of truth. And so an elevator pitch is a very short pitch that tells people what you do, where you do it, and what value you have. First of all, you've got to craft it out. This you do at home. Very carefully plan this so you get a very strong 30 seconds. Very briefly, you write down what you do. You write a very short story about it. Write down your objective. Write down a couple of action statements. An action statement really illustrates exactly what you do. Highlight the good stuff and leave it for a while. Revisit it a few days later and put the best pieces together. Then record it and listen to it. Then you'll want to do a final edit. And then, of course, your next networking, you want to dress rehearse it. So you want to take it with you in your head, and you want to try it a few times. You want to do it until it sounds natural. And it should sound natural because it came from you. And then you continue to improve that elevator pitch. As you try it, you think to yourself, I could have done better here, I could have done better there. The objective of the elevator pitch is this, that in your 15 to 30 seconds, and that's about all the attention some people have, by the way, you've created enough interest that they'll ask at least one question. And they want to know more information from you. So in order to do that, finally, the essential elements have to have this criteria. Has to be concise, has to be clear, try to be powerful. Everybody has strengths. Highlight them. Maybe even visual. They can see you in action. Tell a story. People like stories. And it has to have a purpose.
Now, Richard, what does your elevator pitch sound like?
Well, I've got a few different versions for different events. Here I'm at the University of Queensland, and when I leave you, I'm going to a networking event with all the students who came in for our corporate date. I'll say very briefly how great it is to be here and that I have a connection with Brisbane and that my job is a training consultant where I help people to exceed their previously self-imposed limitations, where I try to help people reach further than they ever reached before through competency enhancement in the various training I do. Through that, hopefully, add possibilities to people's career, form relationships with not only the people, but also the clients that I have behind the people.
That was about 30 seconds.
And that's just a brief one. You're in Australia, it's rather a relaxed place. It's not stuffy at all, so they have a great sense of humor. So I might have to change that a little bit and adapt it to the Australian reception, if I can say that. When I finish with that, I will then ask them an open question, and what is it that you do? But one thing I know for sure, people love talking about themselves, and they love talking about their accomplishments. If I learn that their company is going in a certain direction by asking them, what change is your organization experiencing in 2012, and I hear that they're looking, they're having new leadership, that they're going to build teams, they're looking to focus more on teamwork, that tells me straight away I have a great course on teamwork and leadership and that perhaps I can be of assistance to them in their endeavors in 2012.
Overselling is something that can so easily happen.
Yes, it's not easy when you're enthusiastic and maybe even you've had a very successful networking evening. The first hour went beautifully and you're on a roll, as it were, and so you get over-enthusiastic. But one of the things I've learned early in my career in a number of jobs I had is to adapt to the people I'm talking to. There's a method of doing that. It's called mirroring. That's mirror, I-N-G. What it is that people see themselves or aspects of themselves in you. So if they speak softly and slowly and very deliberately and they look you in the eye straight and they're really listening to you, you do the same thing. This is not to unnerve a person, but it's more to make them feel comfortable. If you come across a person at a network who's got a great sense of humor, and even at the very beginning you sense that, then I start going into the mode of, okay, we've got to think of some fun things to say and keep the mood very light, which is a nice idea anyway at a network.